She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. It's been a busy day around the five boroughs. People stocking up on storm supplies and making sure that all the errands they thought they'd be doing tomorrow get done today instead.
Let's check in with New Yorkers. They're super busy this Saturday.
Plenty of shopping over at ShopRite. Yeah.
Shovels, some salt.
Yeah, not a person I spoke to looking forward to the snow, but maybe Althea.
I work from home, so staying indoors.
Lucky you. Yeah, some heavy foot traffic here at Home Depot, where Victor says he's
trying to be prepared. Thankfully, there were just a few items still left at Home Depot.
If you haven't gotten out there, now's the time. But Victor also works for the school system and says it's likely they're going remote.
Since the pandemic, we've put a lot of things in place. Both adults and kids are ready for that pivot.
But let's see what the mayor says. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Home Depot.
And Mayor Mom Donnie due to give a briefing on the city's storm prep this afternoon. It's scheduled for next hour. When that happens, we will, of course, carry it live for you. And a message from the fire department, FDNY, calling on New Yorkers to make sure they clear ice and snow from around hydrants after the storm hits. They say buried hydrants can cause delays, increasing the danger and difficulty of fighting a fire. So please keep yourself and your neighbors safe, they say, by clearing those hydrants. And of course, keep it locked here on 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for storm updates and the latest on expected snow totals from AccuWeather. Well, there's been a fatal shooting in Queens. Around 1:45 this morning, police responded to a sports bar on Jamaica Avenue in Hollis and found the victim with gunshot wounds to the stomach and shoulder. 34-year-old Dennis Nunez of South Jamaica was rushed to a hospital where he did not make it. Police are still investigating what led up to the shooting, and so far, no arrests. Well, several people arrested in an elaborate immigration scheme. Federal prosecutors say the suspects posed as lawyers and even judges in an attempt to dupe immigrants seeking asylum. For more than 2 years, the scammers advertised a fake law firm on Facebook to lure immigrants with pending cases. They charged the victims anywhere from hundreds to thousands of dollars for non-existent services, earning more than $100,000 in the process. They also set up a fake courtroom online, allegedly, so when the victims logged in, they would see lawyers, a judge, and the American flag as well. Now, some of the victims even missed actual court dates, and at least one person was deported. Four people, all Colombian nationals, were arrested last night. They're due in Brooklyn federal court today. A fifth suspect remains at large in Colombia. They face several charges, including wire fraud, conspiracy, and impersonating a U.S. employee. An anti-ICE rally taking place in Chelsea this afternoon. For years, the Hudson River Park Trust has allowed the feds to park ICE vehicles in the lot on Pier 40. When the current contract is up in June, though, ICE will get the boot. Residents are calling on the trust to kick them out immediately. Karen Matthews with Chelsea Neighbors United telling 1010 Winds.
This is pretty horrifying to all of us, but we've also learned that pushing back works, that pushing back does get results. And so we certainly feel like none of us can sit back and watch.
And we have reached out to the trust for comment in a statement last month. A spokesperson said the contract is only related to parking spaces and is not connected in any way to law enforcement actions. It's looking like Long Island may get the brunt of the storm, with snow totals as much as a foot and a half or so expected the further east you go. Suffolk County Exec Ed Romaine says they are preparing for a worst-case scenario.
Getting people out, getting enough equipment out to clear all those roads in a quick period of time, the towns and villages are going to have a much more difficult. The state and the county should be able to clear all the major roads.
Now, if the storm tracks slightly west, snowfall totals on Long Island's east end could approach 2 feet, with a rate of 1 to 2 inches an hour falling. Minor to moderate coastal flooding could be an issue on Long Island as well. At high tide Sunday night and Monday, storm preparations well underway here in the five boroughs, and Mayor Mamdani is scheduled to share an update on that live at 1:30 this afternoon. We'll carry his storm briefing live here on 1010 Winds. AccuWeather, of course, busy tracking that storm for us, so stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM this weekend. We'll keep you posted on the forecast. Gunfire in Brooklyn, leaving a teenage boy wounded. Officers that got a call around 8 last night found the 16-year-old near New York and Newkirk Avenues in Flatbush, wounded in the abdomen. The young victim rushed to Kings County Hospital, where doctors say they expect him to pull through, but police haven't made any arrests yet in that case.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.